evidence has been very badly damaged, and I suppose children have had procedures that wasn't necessary, these operations and things, and an awful lot more needs to be done to restore that confidence. I believe myself a lot more the actual report, which was finalised in January 2022, should be published, even a redacted version, and I suppose the summary doesn't go far enough. We've had a lot of information being leaked out by some media sources, and it's a drip feed, and it's kind of one thing after another, and I think the full publishment of even a redacted that report should be given and made public to try and draw a line under it and get all the information out there to parents and people affected to try and restore confidence in CHI.
Do you feel it's going to take a long time to restore that confidence?
Well, I suppose that will depend on the actions now that CHI takes. I suppose the fact that the report was only referred to Gardaí quite recently there after much of it being leaked, I suppose that has damaged confidence. And I suppose it's just the fact of what else is in this report and the not knowing, and I suppose is it going to be further more of that coming out in dribs and drabs, and I think it'll be good for CHI to publish that and to draw a line under it and show everything that was in the report and all the failings, and I suppose to give a clearer picture then of what actions and protocols to put in place to make sure that those things don't happen again. And I suppose we need to, parents and everyone needs to see what is in the report and all the actions then that has been taken to rectify that.
There'll be a lot hoping as well that this particular issue is not turned into a political football. We have to remember there are children here who have been denied surgeries, who are waiting on very important surgeries and interventions to take place, and they really are the ones that are suffering.
Definitely, and I suppose the CEO is quite new to the role there as well, and I suppose can't be held accountable for what has happened. The report is so old now that it was finalised in early 2022, but I suppose as the CEO, their job is to restore confidence, and I think the full publishment of all the facts and details are as much as legally possible that can be shared with the people, parents and children affected, should be done to try and restore confidence and try and work from here now to make sure that all parents and children using the service has full confidence in it.